relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You are listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Get him out! 40 years ago today, 90 minutes ago outside the Washington Hilton, a crazy man obsessed with a Hollywood actress almost managed to kill the then commander-in-chief Ronald Reagan. And we remember the Gipper every hour this hour here on America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Welcome back to the Salem Radio Network. Is it Tuesday? It is Tuesday, which means we must connect with the snowy north, although it's not as cold as I think it was. He is, of course, Lord Conrad Black. I don't know what box to put him in. There is no box to put him in, whether it's presidential historian, media magnate, or just justice reform advocate. He wears all those hats at the same time. Lord Black, welcome back to America First.
Thank you, Sebastian. Always a pleasure to be with you. And by the way, it is a glorious spring in southern Canada. The weather in Toronto is quite similar to New York City. It's not severe. Even in January, the snow, when it falls, doesn't stay.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that it's almost as nice as it is here in the swamp, with the magnolia coming out soon and the cherry blossom already blossoming. However, you did spoil my mood, as we were discussing prior to the open of the show, when you reminded me that we are, what, 70 days into this new presidency, Conrad?
46 months to go. It's a sentence. The world has been sentenced to a kind of confinement with a very strange regime in Washington.
46 months to go, guys. He's right, sadly. But he gives us hope with his latest piece at American Greatness. The Trump Hate Coalition is crumbling. You have a sentence in here that I'm just going to read word for word, and I'd like you to expound upon it. The Trump Hate Coalition is crumbling. There will be no further serious pursuit of him legally or pseudo-legally, and the wheels are coming off the rickety anti-Trump coalition in all four directions. I find that sentence all the more remarkable, given what you have suffered in your personal experience of, well, to put it mildly, overzealous prosecutors who fabricated charges against you. Do you really think that Donald Trump, the former president, is out of the woods?
I do. I think the Democratic strategists made a terrible mistake when they went for that harebrained, ill-considered second impeachment instead of handing it to the U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C., and saying, you prosecute the departing president, because, you know, you live there. It's a 94% Democratic
yes.
vote in the presidential election. So your jury would be all Democrats, and they would convict a Republican of anything. So Trump would be dragged up into the Court of Appeal to get rid of it, and they could have tied him at the knots for 3 years. And I just don't think they can realistically do it now that the Senate has acquitted him. And I think they've missed the bus. I mean, it is an absolute outrage that these trips that Michael Cohen, his former lawyer, is making to Cyrus Vance, the infamous
yes.
U.S. attorney in New York, or district attorney, whichever he is, these things are supposed to be confidential, but he's going for his queen for a day meetings. He's had 8 or 9 of them, apparently, and they're obviously scraping the barrel of trying to find something to throw at Trump, but they can't get anywhere. You can't do anything with Stormy Daniels. That was always nonsense. And, I mean, it was not particularly edifying, but there was nothing illegal about it. And so I think it's going nowhere.
It seems to me, and please tell me if this is the perspective from Southern Canada, that with his being ostracized or being cancelled on the main social media platforms, he just has established his new website, office45office.com, and he has his regular statements there. But the vacuum created by the attempted cancellation of the 45th president is seemingly being filled by this growing crisis on the border. Is that a fair assessment? Is that how you see it?
I do. And the burning question here, Sebastian, is that for all of its moral bankruptcy and corruption, intellectual corruption, the national political media of the United States, in the end, have not completely lost their sense of self-preservation. And they simply can't go down the tubes with this big lie that is being propagated by the administration in respect of the southern border, where the Secretary Mayorkas says that the border is closed, that the majority of people have been turned back, when Homeland Security people there say that's absolutely bunk. 87% of them are being admitted. Now 17,000 of these unattended children are being parked all over the southern states. I mean, at a certain point, the press is simply going to have to acknowledge that the administration's version of events is just an outright falsehood.
And
the press secretary can circle back all she wants. She can't cover that one up.
Is this self-imposed crisis, Lord Black, a good way to lose an election?
Well, it's early on. We're a long way from the election, but certainly a good way to ruin your honeymoon. I mean, Biden came in on a wave because of the Trump hate of 95% of the media, and in any case, generally, the country will, as it should, give an incoming president a following wind and wish him well. I mean, that's a good thing. And the only president in my time who didn't receive it was Trump for completely illicit reasons. But they're squandering it. I mean, I can't imagine the stupidity of these people. In fairness to the Democrats, they pursued a brilliant strategy to win the election. Comprehensive strategy, rigging the vote in key states, allowing the media to conduct Biden's campaign, propagating an utterly false narrative about the coronavirus. I didn't like it. I think it was a bad result, but you have to hand them something for professionalism. And all of a sudden, they just walked off the dock here, and the whole world can see that all they're doing is lying through their teeth about a completely unnecessary crisis on the southern border, a place where, in fact, a terrible 20-year problem had been substantially solved by the former president.
Indeed. He's the author of A President Like No Other, Donald J. Trump and the Restoring of America, as well as Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Champion of Freedom, and Richard M. Nixon, A Life in Full. Lord Black, this apparent stupidity of the last 70 days, can this be nullified? Can it be counterbalanced by the dissolution of the filibuster and by measures such as HR1 and the federalization of elections?
I would say not, for these reasons. In the first place, I think the only way to neutralize it, and I assume they'll get to it, but they'd better get to it soon because time is running out, is they will say, right, we have corrected the oppression and the inhumanity of the former administration. We now do close the border. We will process all these people, but we do have a proper border, and it will be run in a normal way. We did what we said we would do. We've taken the humanitarian gesture. Now, that, of course, is complete bunk from A to Z, but right. I assume that's what they're going to say. But on the points you raised, I don't see the House of Representatives Bill 1 gets through. I don't think you'll get all 50 Democratic senators voting for it. I think they'll try and put it through in pieces. But I think beyond that, and here I'm taking a liberty, but my guess is the Supreme Court made the political calculation that it would not touch the Texas challenge of the election because it would just be too explosive if they overturned the result. And so in not challenging it, they got the threat of court packing out of the way. But the fact is, every element of House of Representatives Bill No. 1 that transfers authority for the management of elections from the state legislatures to the federal Congress is ultra vires to the Congress and unconstitutional. And I don't think there would be a major explosion if the Supreme Court decides that. And if they get anything through, it'll go to the Supreme Court and they'll throw it out.
Well, from your lips to God's ears, the article at amgreatness.com, americangreatness.com, we are posting it right now on our Twitter and Facebook feeds, is "The Trump Hate Coalition is Crumbling" by Lord Conrad Black. We will continue our discussion. In the meantime, in the break, you've got to go and check out a president like no other, Donald J. Trump and the restoring of America. You can follow him at Conrad M. Black. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, live streaming on YouTube, available on Rumble, rumble.com/SebGorka, wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget our very own website for this show, SebGorka.com. Back after these messages, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stay on this channel. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
They tried to impeach him twice. They tried to cancel him, but he's back. Sign up today. It's official. As of yesterday, the 45th president of the United States has his own webpage, his own platform to stay in touch with his 73 million supporters. It's 45office.com. That's 45office.com. And after you've done that, go and order A President Like No Other, Donald J. Trump and the Restoring of America, by our regular guest, one of your all-time favorites, Lord Conrad Black, on Twitter at Conrad M. Black. Lord Black, we've been discussing your piece at American Greatness, the Trump Hate Coalition is Crumbling. Let's look forward, not just to 2024, whoever may be running, hopefully my old boss, but to next year's elections for House and Senate seats. Given the... Given the last 69 days and what we know already of the Democrat platforms and key actors, what at the moment, and I know it's a year away, but what are the at the moment are the most neuralgic points and the ones, the issues that could be most deleterious to Democrat successes? Is it going to be the border alone, or could it be, in my opinion, I think, issues such as the federalizing of the transgender policy, the destruction of Title IX? These two could also mobilize people who otherwise don't see themselves as political.
I think certainly those could blow up as issues. I assume that the Democratic sense of survival, which clearly was extremely well demonstrated in the, as we discussed in their earlier segment, in their approach to the 2020 election and their successful management of it, I assume it will reassert itself and they will settle the southern border issue down. It's not conceptually difficult how you do it. You just do what Trump did. I mean, the example's there. But they call it something else, of course. And yes, the media will give them a blank check for anything, no matter how outrageous and falsehood it is. So they'll cover the retreat. But the issue that I see as more dangerous than their attempted power grab through Bill Number 1 and the filibusters. I mean, I don't think the country's actually that preoccupied with something like a filibuster. I think that all these legislators are just bloviators anyway, so the hell with it. But it's the economy. I mean, as I understand it, the cost of a tank of gasoline,
yes,
has almost tripled in most parts of the country, you can't simply inundate the country with an expanded money supply with no relationship to production or productivity and not get some inflation eventually. And if the interest rates start to move, then I think you'll get to almost hysteria in the financial markets very quickly.
And go ahead.
I mean, all that debt is out there, and if the rates start climbing on it, the implications are extremely serious.
On the flip side, to make full use in a functional and cynical sense of all these weaknesses, you have to have a GOP that is confident, that is organized, that is ready to deal with the issues surrounding what happened last November. Do you see the requisite action being taken, or is it just business as usual on the other side of the aisle, as it were?
I think it's a state of flux. I think that the never Trumpers were more numerous than I thought, than I thought. I mean, we knew they were there and we knew they were playing possum and pretending to go along with the president, but the indecent haste with which the Mitch McConnells and the sort of Bush, Romney, McCain factions
You use a phrase. Well, let me interrupt you here, because I love this phrase from your article, the Mac Rom O'Bushington establishment.
Yeah, that was getting them all in there. But I mean, I was putting Obama and the Clintons in with McCain, Romney, Bush. But they quickly said, oh, well, he gave it a good try, but now he has to acknowledge that he's lost and be a good sport about it and so on. And of course, that was absolutely, totally self-serving to them. And they all piled onto the bandwagon that it was a fair election, which it wasn't. I mean, everybody who has any talents of analysis at all can see that it was, in fact, rigged. The president made a mistake claiming he'd won the popular vote. He obviously did not, but there's no way that he wasn't cheated out of at least the 50,000 to 70,000 votes in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Georgia that would have won him the Electoral College, and so we had the Republican Party between Reagan and Trump came rushing back saying, well, this man is gone, he's finished, we'll never hear of him again. That's essentially what McConnell said. He was like a dreadful meteor that had darkened the sky or illuminated the sky in an unpleasant way, but it passed on. They've got over that. They understand, I think, that in fact Trump still controls that party. It's his party. And I think they understand that they are not getting, as they thought they would, friendly old Joe Biden they'd known for 40 years that they could work with.
Right.
They've got somebody now who's a figurehead for the Sanders program who was trying to socialize the country. So these are ideal circumstances for the Republicans to reunite. But the president will have to make a gesture. I personally think it's a good thing that he's punishing the outright traitors like Liz Cheney and Lisa Murkowski. But I think you do what General de Gaulle did after the liberation of Paris. You shoot the worst of the traitors, but you pardon the rest. And you need Republican unity to fight what they're trying to put through in the Congress.
A metaphorical statement for our friends who are quivering at Media Matters. But I have to ask you, in the last 60
seconds... I don't want violence. I'm just...
No. But they do have a rather limited imagination. In the last 60 seconds, and this leads me to the final question I must ask you that I've been dying to ask you since you started. As a man who's dealt with the president, who's negotiated with him, who's written a whole tome on him, and who's studied him for the last 4 years as a political actor, can you imagine, Lord Black, Donald Trump staying out of politics and simply being the conservative kingmaker and not running?
I can only imagine it if he doesn't have adequate support. Mm. But I think he is managing extremely well. I saw one of his interviews in the weekend where he said it was actually working very well not to be on Twitter all the time, right. And he was getting all the attention he needed. I think the speech he gave to CPAC was the best political speech given by anyone in the United States since the heyday of President Reagan. And that's high praise.
And especially on today of all days, that is high praise from somebody who's written three of the most important presidential histories, in my opinion. Check them all out wherever you get your books. Ideally, not on Amazon. Follow him at Lord Conrad. Follow him at Conrad M. Black and read his latest article at amgreatness.com or on my Twitter feed and Facebook page. This is America First. Later in the hour, Congressman Jim Jordan and more of your calls. Dear friends, there has never been a more important time to protect your digital rights. That's why I and thousands of my patriotic listeners choose to secure our online data by using ExpressVPN. Did you believe that a VPN isn't for you because you can use the internet just fine without one? At any time you go online, your internet service provider can see every site you're visiting. Are you confused about how it works? ExpressVPN is an app for computers and smartphones that encrypts your network data and reroutes it through a secure server. That means you can use the internet more anonymously without having your activity tracked. Do you think that VPNs are complex and only for tech experts? Take it from me, they're not. With ExpressVPN, you launch the app and tap just one button to protect yourself. It's really that simple. Take back your privacy at expressvpn.com/GORKA and get 3 extra months free on a 1-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/GORKA to get 3 extra months free. Visit expressvpn.com/Gorka right now.
I really admire your work with Food for the Poor each year. And I'm 16 years old. I live at home, so I don't really make a whole lot of money. But I have an envelope that I keep on my nightstand, and each time I do get some money, I put a little bit away. It's for Food for the Poor. This year I saved up $80 to give, and I'm not saying any of this to brag. I just wanted to encourage your listeners who probably make more money than I do. And if you can just spare a little bit, that would be good. Bye.
That's Sarah. She saved up $80 from her babysitting money. Why? Because the cause is so righteous. It's food for the poor, feeding the starving in our hemisphere, little girls and boys who shouldn't be handed over to the smugglers and the coyotes. You can make a difference. They're feeding 1 million hungry mouths every single day, thanks to you. Please support them. A donation in any amount makes a difference, but just $37 once, once will feed a child for 6 months. Be a modern missionary. It is the Lord's work. Go to our website, sebgorka.com. That's SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com. Or call them directly on 855-330-4673. That's 855-330-HOPE. or just go to our webpage, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, and click on the Food for the Poor banner. Thank you to all of you who already have done so and all of you who will in the last 48 hours of this year's campaign. Thank you kindly. Let's go to Eric in Connecticut. He's got a pop culture question, line two.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. How are you doing?
Big fan. Good. Appreciate it. Thanks for your patience.
Not a problem. So I've been watching the show for a bit, and I keep noticing behind you, you got a big collection of what look like some killer toys. I recognize most of them, but my all-time favorite sitting there right in the center, we got the ED-209 from RoboCop.
ED-209,
Yep, which brings me to the question of the role in the future in policing. We've got robotics and automation. I don't know if you've seen these videos that Boston Dynamics released of all these type of various creatures and robots they're creating. And do you think one day there might be a role for that stuff on the police force? Or
well, let me ask you this, because this is how I'm going to answer the question. Would you get into a vehicle that doesn't have a human driver or pilot? Would you get into a plane that is driven by a computer?
I've been in a Tesla, and it's kind of terrifying. I personally, myself, do not like it. But I don't know what the future holds. I mean, these things might become more of the norm, you know?
You can call me a fuddy-duddy, but I'm not going to have a driverless car ever. And driving a car is a darn sight easier than dealing with everything a police officer has to do every single day. And by the way, I think there was a lesson with ED-209. The ED-209 scene in RoboCop saw the greatest use of squibs in human history when that actor was killed with, I think, 300 squibs on his body. I tend to agree with Paul Van Hoeven, the director of that movie. Thanks, but no thanks. Technology is great to help you do things, but instead of humans, great question. Stay on the line. Let's give Eric a copy of Why We Fight, but not while I'm breathing. Let's go to Stanley, Los Angeles, line four. Welcome, Stanley.
Hi there, Sebastian. I want to comment about the CDC and the losers there, Fauci and Walensky, and I've come up with an acronym, LOSE, lack of scientific evidence. And that's basically they're a bunch of losers. They're doing everything based on no science or anything. And I think we should be looking at them as losers, that they're just directing us in the wrong direction, how to behave. And basically, they just want to control our lives rather than looking at the science, and everything should be opened up at this time. Why do we have a vaccine if it's not going to work?
I heartily concur. We have yet to see any reliable scientific data to prove that you need masks after you've been vaccinated. When you see them suddenly say that the 6-foot social distancing can now be suddenly halved to 3 feet in schools, based on what? Where did the science suddenly tell you that the airborne transmissibility of coronavirus suddenly dropped by 50%? They're making it up as they go along. I like your acronym. It is a rejection of science. And if there is science denial going on, it's not happening on the right, it's happening on the left. It's about control and, if you're not a conspiracy theorist, simply utter risk aversion. Lacking leadership, you saw the video, you heard the audio of the CDC director. I'm afraid! Well, then you should be fired. End of story. Thank you so much. Great call, Stanley. Sebastian Gorka here, former strategist to President Trump. This is America First. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. Find out for yourself why people like Reggie from Florida say, I had a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. are. That could be you. But there's only one way to find out. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call them now. You've waited long enough. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
America first. Magnificent.
Yes, indeed. Who believes in America first? You do if you're one of the millions of people listening to this station or watching us on video, just like the great Mike Lindell, who has supported America first since the get-go. Please help him out. 24 corporations are trying to boycott him and destroy his MyPillow products. Go straight to the website. He's going to give you more than 60% off if you use my name. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Send the fascistic cancel culture leftists a message. We are back with a man who is working in his district because he is a true citizen politician, one of the handful of freedom fighters on Capitol Hill, proudly serving the beautiful 4th District of Ohio. Congressman Jim Jordan, welcome back to America First.
Always good to be with you, Sebastian.
Hey, are you going to share with me what with our listeners and viewers what you told me in the break? What are you seeing as you drive across your state months after the election?
Yeah, I've never seen this in all my time in politics. Trump signs and Trump flags everywhere. In fact, I told President Trump this last week when I had a chance to visit with him. I said, Mr. President, I've never seen anything like this. When have you ever seen 4.5 years after an election, you still signed out? All across West Central, North Central Ohio, it shows you the kind of intensity that's there for, as you said, the America First movement, and the respect people have for a president who came and did what he said he was going to do. And now we're learning when you undo those good policies, you get a crisis on the border that the Democrats have now caused.
So it's not just because the people of Ohio are lazy and don't want to take those signs down. They are sending a message, correct?
They're sending a message. They're putting flags out. I've even seen some Trump 2024 signs in people's yards as you drive across West Central and North Central Ohio across the Great 4th District.
And you must have been happy when you saw the announcement yesterday of the new 45office.com Trump webpage, official presidential webpage.
Of course, of course. The president, look, you believe in what the president believes in. The American people do. They appreciated the fact that we had a guy who came to Washington and actually did what he said he was going to do, which is unusual for that town. Most of the time people come there and make excuses up for why they can't do what they campaigned on. This guy just did it, and the American people appreciate that. And that's why you still see signs out and people who want him to run again in 2024. Like you and I do.
So follow him right now. He is the ranking member on the Judiciary Committee in the House, jordan.house.gov, and Jim_Jordan on Twitter. But Congressman, what you just said of President Trump is exactly true of Joe Biden. He kept his promises. He said, I'm going to open the border, and he opened the border.
Yeah, he did. And you know who called this too, Sebastian? So in January, before President Trump left office, he said, if you go back on the policies we put in place, if you undo the policies we put in place, you will have, and this is a direct quote, there will be a tidal wave of illegal immigrants at our border. Well, shazam, that's exactly what we got, because they undid his process and stay in Mexico policy for that process and the application process. They undid his deportation policy, and they announced to the world they were not going to finish the wall that President Trump was building. Those three key policy changes, and look what happens. We have this crisis at the border that has harmed so many families, so many young people, so many women, and is, you know, think about this. Right now, today, as we speak, American citizens cannot get into their capital, but anybody and everybody can get into their country. Yeah. That's what Joe Biden has brought. So it is scary what we see, but let's hope they actually go back and actually put back in place some of the Trump policies that were working.
That's an incredible observation. We can't even get into the most sacred building for representative government in the world, but illegal aliens can get in for free into the United States without even having a mandatory COVID test. We're talking to Congressman Jim Jordan. I know you're leading a delegation of Republicans to the border next week. You must have some connections to the Democrats. You must talk to them offline. Did they have any expectation that in the space of 2 months, it would be as catastrophic as it already is?
You know, they shouldn't have been surprised, but my gut tells me they are.
Yeah.
And that they have been, because it is so bad what's happening there. And just to add to what we were just talking about, think about this. Now in San Diego, illegals are getting in-person instruction, in-person education, while the taxpaying families in San Diego, those kids aren't back in school in person yet. Now think about that. We're paying for people. We're paying for them to stay in hotels. People who came here illegally, they're getting in-person education while American citizens are not. American kids are not in some of these big cities. So this is how ridiculous it is. I think many Americans are saying, "Wait a minute, we didn't bargain for this." Joe Biden said when he campaigned for the job, he said, "I'm not Bernie Sanders." But once he gets in office, he's been Bernie Sanders and enacted all these crazy left-wing things. He got the nomination by saying, you know, you can't go with the crazy socialist policies, so elect me. And yet when he gets in office, he puts in place the crazy socialist policy.
But it looks like from your Twitter feed, Congressman Jordan, you've solved the problem of the threat to our republic that H.R. 1 and election fraud represents, because you said, you asked the question, will you need to show your vaccine passport to vote? I guess you don't need ID to vote, but you're going to need a vaccine passport to travel as an American congressman?
Yeah, well, you know, if you bring some kind of ID, that the Democrats and the left have said that's racist. You know, even though we've had that in Ohio and it works fine in our elections, our election process went great in Ohio. But down in Georgia, if you have to show an ID, they'll call you all kinds of names, even though the vast majority of this great country understand that's just good common sense that adds to the integrity we need in our election process. And it should be something that every state should have, a photo ID when you vote. But, yeah, we thought we'd have a little fun with that, because this crazy vaccine passport idea and then this idea that you can't show a photo ID when you're going to vote somehow is just shows you how crazy the left is today, Sebastian.
We've got 30 seconds left. Last question. Do you expect to be censored like Senator Cruz was? Or do you have a plan for next week when you go to the border if White House officials try to get in your way and block you from the truth?
Well, no. We want to see exactly what's going on. We have a good idea because Senator Cruz showed some pictures. Even the Democrat Rep. Cuellar showed some pictures from a week ago that show how bad things are there. Let's hope that common sense prevails, that they can actually put back in place the policies that President Trump had started and used and had gotten control of the border. Let's hope that happens. But we'll find out next week when we all plan to be down there.
And can we get you back on the show after you're back to give us a report?
We definitely will do that. We will definitely do that.
Excellent. Follow him right now. One of the true fighters, Jim_Jordan on Twitter, jordan.house.gov. Be safe on your trip. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president. This is America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Vaccine passport, good idea, bad idea?
I think it's a little bit inevitable at this point. I mean, I think a lot of companies are going to be demanding it. If the government doesn't get involved in it, you'll see a lot of private ventures doing it. Countries are going to demand it if Americans want to travel to those places. So I think of it as sort of inevitable. We just got to make sure we do it in a way that's fair to people.
Why? Why is it inevitable? Did they say that about fascist regimes, that it's inevitable? Private companies are going to make it. What do you mean, a private passport? Are we going to privatize whether or not people can travel freely in America? That was, of course, Fredo Cuomo and some so-called doctor on CNN. But sadly, it's not just some random doctor and the stupidest man on Well, is he the stupidest or is that Don? A coin flip. Sorry, guys. It's really hard to tell. No, it's Fredo. But is it Don? Or is it Fredo? Oh, that's too hard. It's also the White House. This is Audio Cut 12 from the President's Press Secretary, Jen Psaki.
A vaccine passport, or whatever you want to call it, will be driven by the private sector. Ours will more be focused on guidelines that can be used as a basis. So we'll leverage our resources to ensure that all vaccination credential systems meet key standards, whether that's universal accessibility, affordability, availability, both digitally and on paper. But those are our standards. It's currently going through an interagency process. We'll make some recommendations, and then we believe it will be driven by the private sector.
Why? Why are passports driven by the private sector? We have to stop this now. You cannot let them do this. Get engaged, get politically involved, because this is utterly unconstitutional. Let's go to Tom in Minneapolis, line one.
That is enraging. Sam, I listen to your show. I love it.
Thank you.
They say that they tell you flat out, if you get the virus, or if you get the vaccine, you can still get the virus.
Well, now, they're science deniers.
Yeah, and they're not sure now if you can transmit it, but it is a respiratory disease. So if it's in your lungs, how can you not share it? So, and what I was commenting on is Scarborough's comment, and then you just played Jen Psaki there. Man, they are just bullies. A question for you. Are they trying to keep this all going so they can have everyone home for the next midterms?
Oh, very interesting. Very interesting. That would necessitate a level of strategic acumen I'm not sure I'm prepared to gift them with. But after what happened in November, who knows? Great question, Tom. Let's see if we can find evidence either way. This is America First on the State of Radio Network with me, Sebastian Gorka. In the next hour, the man who took on the swamp and won, Dave Pratt and Roma Downey.